Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Lacoste Construction Group, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Happy day after Thanksgiving to you. If you're feeling a little bloated, it's okay. We are with you in solidarity, and it was so worth it. Would love to hear from you this morning. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or to call. Joining me in just a couple of moments is Jesse Lacoste with Lacoste Construction Group. Whether you're thinking about building a new home, doing some major renovations, a spruce, maybe you're looking to give the missus something lasting and special and that you can enjoy all year round. Hey, you want to reach out to Jesse Lacoste. He can help you, whether it's a new kitchen design. He's got it all for you. And we're going to have him here to answer your questions in just a few moments. But yes, we would love to hear from you this morning. Hear how your Thanksgiving went. Hear what you're doing if you're doing that Black Friday shopping. We're going to talk about that coming up at about 9:35. Are we really Black Friday shopping? Is it really? I don't think so. I feel like a lot of people are now doing online shopping, which, of course, you can't do when it comes to getting construction work done on your home. I mean, you can sit in Pinterest all day and find all your dream home. I don't know, the checklists, right? The wish lists for your dream home, but you can't really do that online. So if you are looking to maybe start a project, reach out to us today. Get those questions ready, 850-437-1620. Or if you'd like to reach out to Jesse and his team yourself and reach out to him directly, you can get in touch at 850-332-5157. A lot of y'all tend to text, and I'll catch it a little bit after one of our experts will leave. And I try to filter those questions to them or save it for the next time they are with us. But hey, don't be late today. 850-437-1620. Or you can reach out to Jesse. That's J-E-S-S-E at Lacoste Construction Group. LacosteConstruction.com. Excuse me. I'm not really sure. A couple of people have reached out and said, at least to me personally, over the past 24 hours, the major question has been, one, do you work on Friday? Like, I guess a lot of people think that Black Friday is, you know, a special day. I think it's mostly like you're all in just like the turkey bloat trauma. It's like the post day, why did we make all those decisions type of thing. But a lot of people ask like, oh, are you going to be working that day? And then the next question is, oh, are you going to be doing some shopping? And I have to say the one thing, and we'll talk about it at 9:35, there's one thing that I look for when it comes to Black Friday shopping. And you'll be surprised at what it is. It's one thing. And if you can guess it, you don't win anything except for just, you know, knowing that you got it right. 850-437-1620 is the number to text in. I have to also say that I mentioned before, like, we're all getting ready for some Christmas time shopping. And yeah, maybe a new kitchen is definitely on the list. And I also have to say a new bathroom too. You like look around, you're like, I think I need a little bit of something special and new in my life. Let's go ahead and welcome to the expert panel, Jesse Lacoste himself. You are doing the double duty today.
I am.
You're doing the dad duty and being on radio too. So,
yeah, after hours, I go from Mr. Lacoste to Daddy, and sometimes I'm both those things simultaneously.
That's right. Who did we bring today?
This is little Rylan.
Hi, Rylan. Nice to meet you.
Rylan, you want to say hey to everybody?
Hi.
So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're so sweet. Did you guys have a great Thanksgiving day?
We did.
Lots
we
of
really,
food?
We really did. Lots of family, lots of food, an awesome time.
That's great.
Just what we needed.
I have to say, I can admit, I did not eat as much as I thought I was going to eat.
Well, that's disappointing.
I know. I was a little disappointed. It was kind of funny, the person's house we were at, because we were invited by friends. We did kind of like a Friendsgiving and crashed a party. They forgot pumpkin pie. And I didn't even think about it. I was just like, you know, I'll make pumpkin pie at home. It's not a big deal. No, a 10-year-old child lost it because there was no pumpkin pie. And I'm like, this is just amazing. All the adults are like, meh, it's all right. We probably don't need it. The kid's like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't even think kids liked pumpkin pie.
I'll tell you an awesome little short story from last night. After all of our guests went home, family, friends, moseyed their way out the door and went back to their little homes, Rye and I stayed up and broke out two pieces of nothing other than pumpkin pie.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
So we didn't miss out.
There you go. That's actually, I think the best part, I mean, yes, you're around your family and everything, but the best part is having the leftovers, like either later on, they're kind of cold. They're not completely cold, but, you know, and then you just sit and either watch football or you're
That's
watching
right.
a Christmas movie. It's... Yes, I can get on board with that moment.
When you got time to make up today?
I do. I do have time to
there
make up.
Go.
And the thing is like, it's one of those years where, you know, I'm not with family, and so I didn't cook a lot at home because I was just taking it somewhere. So now I feel like I have to cook a full Thanksgiving meal sometime this weekend.
There you go. Now you got plans.
Just so it's in the house. And then I can feed everybody turkey for the next 10 days.
That's right.
That's what you're supposed to do, right?
That's it.
That's like
it.
Your one job as mom is to do that. Did y'all have a normal turkey or did you do deep fried or anything like that?
So I actually have a semi-locally famous trash can turkey I do every year.
What?
It is.
Is that?
Oh, it is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
A trash can turkey. Okay. I'm going to need some splaining. Is this a Southern thing? Did you come up with this on your own?
It is a redneck trash can turkey, and it is where I dig out part of the ground. I make my own kind of convection smoker with it kind of works as both, where I have a tin trash can upside down, coals on top, coals on bottom, dug out halfway in the ground, and smoke my turkey right there. And it is the juiciest turkey in the world.
Really?
Doesn't need gravy. Turkey is a traditionally dry meat.
It is.
This falls apart. Like a Boston butt.
No. Okay. That's very interesting. I would love to know if other people do that. If that is something that... I mean, I've seen smokers. There
they
was a lot
try.
Of smokers out
they
yesterday.
They might try. They don't do it like I do it.
But not ground level trash can smokers. That is next level.
It's a little bizarre. It's
like,
a little
redneck.
Like, I know
redneck, you live in the woods.
It's great.
But you leveled up. You just were like, you know what? On top of that, I want people to know that I just cooked my turkey
That's
in a
right.
trash can.
That's
how
right.
we do it at Lacoste. That's so good. I heard a lot of construction happening. It's a lot of people had the day off yesterday, and I woke up this morning to hearing there's a lot of new builds in our neighborhood. And so I'm like, everybody's getting right back to work because they got to get homes completed before the holidays, or before Christmas is the next holiday. So are you seeing kind of deadlines being pushed at you guys?
We are. We're making those same efforts to stay right on track with those things. Two holidays that we heavily recognized at Lacoste, just because with our industry, there's not many holidays that we do, right?
Right.
A lot of times that other places are closed, so, you know, we're still wide open, and our team is really just getting after it for all of our clients and for each other. So Thanksgiving and Christmas are two holidays that I give everyone a nice 4-day weekend. So we still have some of our team out working on just high priority or things they felt like they needed to do, but nothing mandatory. And then our float, our Christmas float, is being worked on by the team. Some of them have decided, about half of them have decided to come in this morning at one of our individuals' homes and work on our Christmas float that we're putting together. And I can't talk too much about it because I don't want to reveal early.
No.
I'm very excited.
Which parade are y'all going to be in?
We're going to be in both, ideally.
Really? So Milton and downtown Pensacola.
That's right.
Nice.
That's right.
Well, we'll be in those too.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
I don't know if you'll
be. We're excited.
Let me tell you something. Like, we have Christmas parades up north, but the fact that, like, we live in an area where you have, like, four to choose from. Like, you're like, oh, you could go to this one. You could go to Fairhope. You can come to downtown Pensacola, the beach, Milton. You have all these choices. And a lot of the people that you know walking in the parades, you know them. They're friends, their family members, their neighbors.
Absolutely.
I think it's really cool. Okay, so y'all have a whole entire theme you're going with, and we have that to look forward to. The first parade is happening?
On the 4th. December 4th.
Yeah. It's right around the corner.
I believe Pensacola is the following Saturday, if I'm correct on that.
Yeah.
So we have
they told
the team
me, but I'm really not good at that. It has to be like
mapping that out.
That's one of those moments where I know I have to be somewhere. Just please remind me when I have to be there. That
takes
all
me the day before. Can we do that?
Exactly. I probably need my own personal robot assistant. And you know who, Alexa back here isn't doing her job. 850-437-1620. Some of y'all are probably heading out the door to do a little bit of Black Friday shopping. Do you do any Black Friday shopping, or you try to stay away from that area?
You know, I really don't. And in past years I have, but we have everything we need, and it's the day after that we were just thanking the Lord for everything that we're grateful for. So, we'll be at peace with what we have.
I need more people to be like that, Jesse. That's Jesse Lacoste right there. Let's be at peace with what we have. Hey, one of our listeners says, I grew up in the South Pacific, and many cook and smoke turkeys and pork underground and on the ground. Look at that. Pacifican? I'm just literally teasing you. But I like your face when you get like, is she serious or is she not?
I'm always on the fence there.
You just don't know. I think that I saw an episode with like Bear Grylls cooking like underground. Is that who you're tapping into? Is your inner Bear Grylls?
Yeah. Inner Bear Man.
Yes.
That's macho, isn't it?
It is.
It's
actually very macho.
Be.
Let me tell you, I love cooking outside. I do. I just have not done it in the ground. Can you imagine in my neighborhood? I live in a relatively nice neighborhood for the most part. I can just imagine our neighbors in East Hill being like, what's she doing? Don't worry, she's just digging a trench for the turkey. It's just so good to me. 850-437-1620. When it comes to kind of doing something different for Christmas, I mentioned this before you came in. Do you ever see people like actually do renovations or, you know, something for their wives or for their families?
That's exactly it. So most commonly over the years, I've seen husbands offer a gift to their wives, which is an awesome thing. Really, really awesome. The awesome timing, right? And they'll go in and go ahead and set an initial consultation, and they'll just kind of offer her one of our cards. Well, okay, what is this?
Right.
And that's what the follow-up is we're coming in to give her that master suite addition or that dream kitchen, dream master bath, those sort of things. So it's usually one of our smaller projects, but it's a very, very neat, specific item that they've been planning together for a long time.
That's
just kind of that perfect time.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have, like, kind of timelines for people if they're considering doing something? Because that, to me, is better than getting, like, an air fryer. I mean, air fryers, you can just go any day and get an air fryer.
That's right.
You know what I mean? If you really need one, you'll go and get one. I don't really want to be like, here's an air fryer. Can you cook me a potato? Like, you know, like, that's not really how my family talks to me sometimes. But when you get something that you can enjoy literally all year round, where you walk into, y'all are crazy, when you walk into your bathroom or your kitchen or whatever it is, something that you've been dreaming up for years, that to me is like you just remember that Christmas forever because it's there every
day.
That's
right. That's right.
No, absolutely. You could look at an air fryer absolutely. And be like, I remember you, Christmas. Like,
well, and like fun. I say, it's usually one of those items that they've been dreaming of together for 10, 20, 30 years, and it's just that time to pull the trigger. What better time to solidify it than as a nice, nice, neat, unique Christmas gift? So.
Oh, absolutely. But is there a deadline for getting in something like that?
Typically with us having, you know, longer transactions as our builds are several months or unless it's new construction, you're talking to up to a year. Typically we want to get in there during that December time or just after, you know, they'll typically deliver a card and then we'll sit down late December, early January,
okay.
as just starting the process. And then of course it fits really, really neat into our prelim process, that really cool track system that we have approximately 90 days when we can be breaking ground. Cause then whoever that individual is that's receiving that gift mm-hmm. can sit down with us almost immediately and start that process.
Yeah,
yes,
it's
a long
rushed.
Transition. You're not going to have it in, you know, 2 weeks because of the form of gift it is, but you're getting to live that dream immediately of, hey, let's design it together. You're working with our designers. You're working with our engineer.
Yeah.
You're getting plans done. So it's awesome. It's
and
really,
then you
really
see
neat.
It, you look back the following Christmas, you're like, look at this. Look what the
it's
transformation
done.
Is
that's right.
In a year. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call if you have a question. Does Lacoste do backyard construction, like patios, gazebos, things like that? I know the answer. You tell them.
We absolutely do. Anything and everything construction, and then every aspect outside of that, whether it be financing, insurance, and anything involved with the housing industry. We take on a lot of neat smaller projects in addition to our new construction, our large renovations that are very, very family specific as far as, you know, pools, outbound structures, gazebos, pergolas, things of that nature. So absolutely something we can design, engineer, and build for you.
Listen, get yourself a pergola. You'll thank me later. Those
absolutely.
Things are awesome.
Very.
You can do pretty much anything with a pergola. You mean you can have it covered, you can have lights up or vines or whatever. I don't know what you call those. Like jasmine. You can have jasmine grow. It's such a pretty thing. Your wife will definitely love that.
We've actually done convertible pergolas where it's covered, and then I have an automated switch where the canvas pulls back for sunny days.
That's perfect. And you can sit out there. Listen, that's
whatever
the
your heart's desires.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
That's right.
Okay, can you give us any updates when it comes to current projects? We've got the floating tubs happening very soon.
Yes.
Hopefully in the new year. What can you update us with?
So we actually have the franchise coming out from California to walk the property with us and hit our biggest checkpoint in the project to look at all the pods, and they'll be the ones dropping the pods for our installation. So we're very, very excited about the TrueRest project and having the franchise into Pensacola. Mandy from TrueRest will actually be walking the property with us on, I believe, December 9th. So that'll be the biggest checkpoint for that project. As soon as everything's approved by franchise, we'll start installing fixtures and get all the finishes in. And then we are very, very happy for the Wynn family that's building that here locally.
Excellent. That's such that's another commodity for that part of town.
Yes.
It's growing so much.
We're so excited about it.
Do you have any current projects going on up in the 9 Mile area other than that?
We actually have some kicking off. Some are in stages where it's hard to say too much about.
Right.
But we have a very, very, we'll probably talk about this in coming weeks. Right now, as much as I can say, per my last conversations with the developers and investors, we have a very, very unique amenity coming to the Pensacola area right around the Highway 29 and 9 Mile area,
mm-hmm.
Where it'll be a partial coffee shop and partially gym, spa, and then it has something included that I can't mention just yet. That
very
is
cool.
Very, very neat, very unique, very, very active, sports active.
Oh,
so we don't have anything like it around here.
That's awesome. I mean, it sounds kind of like a mini day spa. To be honest, it's what it sounds like. It sounds
with a lot more active side.
Yeah. That's really good. I've not seen anything like that down here. Not even close. And you're not even given all the details.
When we drop the word, people are going to be very, very excited. Trust me.
When we drop the word. Okay, very good. Let's talk a little bit more about financing too, just because we are in a time period where people are considering just not just new construction, but rehabs and everything. Is there anything like just to give tips and guidance on, again, which we've talked about in the past when it comes to financing those projects?
Yes, absolutely. And you make a great point there, because we're still in a time period of, you know, historically low rates, and just a great time to kind of take that leap to go ahead and take on that project while it still makes sense to financially. We have so many different financial options, especially when it comes to renovations, where we have the opportunity to treat that like a new construction loan and then wrap the project and the purchase all into one mortgage. And that's really, really the neatest thing. And it's all based off of, instead of the existing home, it's based off of our blueprints. So you're getting the advantage of your pre-appraisal being based off equity that's not there just yet. And that's probably one of the biggest points to take advantage of. So as far as advice on something like that, it's very, very individual and scenario-based. So we always say contact us at Lacoste, 850-332-5157, or visit us on our website, lacostconstructiongroup.com, and fill out a little inquiry form there. It's always best to sit down with me personally and let me take a look at your project, whatever your goal is you're trying to achieve, take a look at your finances, and then start our design build process, where we reverse engineer that process and start with your main goals, which we call the must-haves, your wish list, and then your budget, and reverse engineer that project into your budget. That way, you know, on day one, it's something that's a feasible financial decision.
Yes, and I think a lot of people are kind of keeping a close eye on their wallets this year. There's been a lot of changes.
That's right.
Have you had to increase your prices at all because of inflation?
We
and
have,
just the gases,
along with everyone,
gas prices too.
Yes, I do believe with fuel and materials, and then I would say more than any of those, labor has gone up, which is that part can be a good thing. There's been a good reset in the market with trades over the last couple of years, actually, and it's been spiked a little higher due to COVID and Sally kind of back to back there. That said, a lot of those were working off the same unit prices since the 90s, early 2000s, and they've kind of reset and caught up. So roofers, framers, things of that nature. So it's actually been a good thing for them.
Okay. Very good. Hey, I don't know. Listen, we were talking before, and Jesse Lacoste, we're wrapping up our time with Jesse this morning. Of course, if you do have a construction question, you're thinking about doing something special for your loved one this year or your mom and dad, think about how much you could bless them this Christmas with a new kitchen, something more accessible for them as they get older. I think that right there is a game changer, especially as I watch my grandparents get older. And my mom get older, she's still spry. She could still jump on the counter. LacosteConstructionGroup.com is the place to go, or you can call them as well. We'll give that number in just a moment. But we were talking before about Jesse's very special trash can pit smoked turkey. And our friend Henry, he pit cooks a turkey. He did one in about 5 to 6 hours. It was about 18 to 24 pounds. He dug a hole. He's got the rocks in the bottom. He's got the whole thing wrapped up in tin foil, man. And he said it's very similar to like when you cook a pig in the pit in Hawaii.
There we go.
That's very true.
My man knows what's going on. Awesome.
Yeah, and I guess you have to watch it probably a lot. Or do you like build something so nothing gets in it? Are you watching it all day? That would be what would happen to me. Is I would feed all the neighborhood coyotes. Just know it. They're like, oh, she's just the nicest lady. Yeah.
Food trap out here for all of us.
Exactly.
Luckily, we haven't had that problem.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna just pray against that then, in Jesus' name. Oh boy! All right, well, we're wrapping up our time. I know Rylan; she's ready to get going. Are you guys? You going to work with Dad today, Rylan?
We sure are.
Yes, yeah, so you're gonna have a fun day. Maybe he'll let you hammer something.
We're about to hit some projects as soon as we wrap up.
Excellent! I love it. All right, Jesse, what's the number to call to reach out to you?
Yeah, best place to reach us is 850-332-5157, or on Facebook or our website, lacosteconstructiongroup.com.
And don't wait. If you're thinking about doing that project, reach out now, right?
Yeah, especially a gift project, it is time to get on the list.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The Lacoste Santa list.
That's right.
Right, exactly. Do you dress up as Santa Claus this time of year? I can kind of see that.
All next month, I will be in a Santa hat.
Yes.
Nice. Absolutely.
And we have to look forward to the parade together, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
There will be. It will be.
Well, Merry Christmas season now, Jesse.
Yeah, it's basically Christmas now.
It is. All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Y'all have a fun day together. Thanks for coming, Rylan.